y'all listen. It's all a true story.
My name is John Sanguinetti. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm 21 years old. I grew up going to church all my life. I was going to like an abusive, charismatic type church, woman pastor and everything, until I was about 16 years old. But during that time, you know, church was just a thing I had to do. It wasn't something that really gratified me going or anything like that. But obviously it's because I was lost. So I thought that people that went to church, the pastors and stuff, I thought they were just naturally good people. I see through scripture that everyone was born dead in sin. No one seeks after God within their own nature. There's no one good, not even one. Yeah, I never really heard people talk about their past and the old ways, which makes me think maybe a lot of them didn't have a past. Maybe they're still living as people dead in their trespasses and sins. As I started getting older, I really, really enjoyed rap music, and it started getting a hold of me. I started rapping with some friends, and really, I just started doing whatever the music and the radio, whatever rapper I liked at the time told me to do, and it really, rap just took a hold of my life, and it was my idol for the longest time. I was completely sinning against God, and the worst thing is I didn't care. I didn't seek after God. The only time I did was when, you know, I wanted something, or I was going through something and I didn't want to, you know, go through it. Just like September 11th, you know, everybody wants to pray to God now. You know, same type of thing, what happened to me. And I see now that I completely deserved hell, and I could have died any of those days. So what happened in my life was basically my mom saw I was going the wrong direction somehow, and she contacted some other people from another church that we started going to. And somehow or another, even though I didn't want to go, it's a long story how that worked out, but I was forced to go on this missionary trip, which missionary trips are usually for Christians, but I went to a church where everybody thought that everybody was Christians. So anyways, I went over there to Argentina, and this guy at the institute actually challenged and questioned my salvation, which for me was unheard of. I had never heard of that before. I thought you just say you're Christian and you're Christian, like, you know, there's no second thought about it. You know, you just, you're Christian, you say Jesus is your Lord, okay, you're Christian. Well, when he asked me about it, I completely did not know what to say. I was like, I'm a Christian because I'm a Christian, I don't know. And he was like, can you back yourself up with scripture? And I realized, I don't even read the Bible. And so I questioned myself. I said, how can I say I'm a Christian? I don't even read the Bible. So then when I started seeing my sins and seeing my what I love to do, I just realized, and I saw the Savior, and through the scriptures, when I started actually reading the Bible, and I cried out to God. And with a sincere heart, I sincerely said, you know, I don't want to hold on to anything, because I see that I'm desperate for a Savior to save me from myself and from my sins. Basically, I came back to San Antonio. I was a new person, completely new. And so I started attending the same church that I was attending. And after studying scriptures and watching sermons like from John Piper, John MacArthur, Paul Washer, I saw that I had to change churches, because the current church I was going to was not teaching sound doctrine. It was not biblical. So after a while, I saw another sermon from a guy named Tim Conway, which is now my current pastor. So now, through God's providence, he placed me in Grace Community Church, which is a very solid church, and I'm thankful that God has placed me there. Another thing that he really helped me at was the old rap music that I used to listen to. I said to myself, you know, I'm letting go of everything, no matter what it is. You know, I don't want to hold on to anything anymore. I want Christ. So, but God said, you know, you can still listen to rap, and it's just not the same people. Got introduced to Lecrae, got introduced to Triple E, Flame, Tedashi, the whole Cross Movement Records, Lamp Mode Records, and God has really, really used these guys. So now that God has saved me, I'm not just sitting back at the church learning doctrine. God calls us to be ambassadors. We got to go out there. I mean, they're not just going to come to us. So when God saves us, He saves us from our sins. He gives us a new heart for a reason, so we can desire Him and hate our sins that we once loved. And so it's not like God just says, okay, now you're not going to hell, now you know you're cool now. No, He gives us a new heart to desire Him, a new nature to desire Him. Like John Piper says, I mean, God is most glorified in us when we're most satisfied in Him. And so the whole thing is, man, like it says in the scriptures, it says to take up your cross daily and follow after Him. And the whole point of that is, like, be willing to take up your cross. That's like dying. Like, be willing to die for Him daily. Because I mean, when He took up the cross, He was going to die. I mean, and this is a war outside. I mean, when you're a Christian, it ain't no other joke. It's a real thing. I mean, people are heading for hell. And if you're a Christian, you have to have that passion to reach out to the lost. So I'm just pleading with anybody who might be going down the worldly rap lifestyle or anything like that, just going after the world. I'm pleading with you. That life, I've been through both sides of life. I've been walking as a dead man without Christ, spiritually dead. And I can tell you, you can look for those things, but it won't satisfy you. You keep looking for something else, and nothing in this world will satisfy you. I plead with you, turn to Jesus Christ. He can save you from your sins, can save you from yourself, He can redeem you and give you a new heart. So I hope you see this call is urgent. Why you think Apostle Paul was burning with passion for the masses and the captives to start turning to Christ the Captain? Hope you're learning. Take it to action. Listen to C.H. Spurgeon. No time for relaxing. Check out some sermons. Christ is my satisfaction. And He's soon to be returning. So check him out, y'all.